more item, which is a 4/5, item 95-1.
Authorize an agreement with Portland Shuzhou Sister City Association to transfer one Benson bubbler to Shuzhou, China.
Okay. Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Saltzman have some comments, I think.
Well, Mayor, just some background. You and I are the co-sponsors. The Benson bubbler is in honor of the 15-year anniversary of the Lansu Chinese Garden. The bubbler will be featured in the Jiangsu Horticultural Exhibition in April. The event draws in the millions of visitors to Suzhou, and there will be a commemoration at the exposition in China for the bubbler. The grant agreement outlines the city's expectation for the sister city in transferring the Benson bubbler. It is being shipped off in mid-February to ensure that the delivery and installation are complete in time for the horticultural exposition. This matter was previously addressed in last year's budget. It was funded through a general fund request. No ratepayer funds were used, and the Office of Government Relations was allocated a sum of $10,000 to offset the Water Bureau's costs associated with the Benson bubbler.
Great. Thank you. We have Kathy Chin here and Hector Miramontes. Welcome, President of our Sister City Association.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good afternoon now, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. I'm here today to introduce the item has already been introduced. Just some background on the ordinance and the grant agreement before you. In May of 2015, the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association requested the Benson Bubbler in recognition of the 15-year anniversary of the Lansu Chinese Garden, which is a friendship project between Portland and Suzhou that is today one of our city's great cultural treasures. Lansu Chinese Garden is one of the most authentic Chinese gardens outside of China, providing residents and visitors alike with an opportunity to experience a landscape garden style which has evolved over 3,000 years. So the Benson Bubbler was chosen because it is an enduring legacy of our city. And I would like to now hand it over to immediate past president, Kathy Chin.
Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners. So I'm Kathy Chin, the immediate past president of the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association. In August of 2015, I was honored to attend the gathering of the founders of both the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association and the Lansu Chinese Garden. Mayor Bert Koch and former Commissioner Mike Lindbergh and others came together at the Lansu Chinese Garden to look back on 30 years of, you know, anniversary of their original efforts. This gentleman formed the original group that met in Suzhou in August of 1985 and started and grew both organizations over the years. So since the founding of our association, the sister city relationship has brought economic benefits to Portland and our region. As we speak, Portland schools are hosting approximately 150 students and teachers from Suzhou as part of their yearly educational exchanges to bring Suzhou students to our city to learn about firsthand about Portland life and American society in general. Last summer, we assisted in making arrangements for PDC Executive Director Patrick Quinlan and his delegation to visit Suzhou representative to explore economic development opportunities, including promoting PDC's Rebuild Green Cities efforts. The Benson Bubbler Water Fountain will serve as a special symbol of goodwill from the people of Portland to the people of Suzhou. The City of Suzhou Foreign Affairs Office has informed our organization of the opportunity to showcase the Benson Bubbler in the April 2016 Horticulture Expo in Suzhou. This is a regional event expected to draw millions of Chinese tourists as well as some international tourists to Suzhou. So this will be a good opportunity for us. So with the approval of the council, our organization agreed to obey to the grant agreement and will manage our shipping arrangements and other logistic considerations to transfer this Benson Bubbler to the city of Suzhou.
Great. Thank you very much. Questions?
So does the city of Suzhou plan to have it plumbed so that it will, in fact, be bubbling?
Yes, actually, they are talking about looking at the fountain and then have some engineer to come up with some purifying of the water and install so that people can drink it. So, yeah, it is getting ditched.
We don't need with our precious Bull Run water. Right. We don't have to worry about that.
You know,
isn't that
we don't
interesting?
Have to purify anything when we run them here. But
you got to think about that in places. And then secondly, is there going to be some kind of plaque with it that will explain what it is?
Yes, we will make sure that will happen. We're hoping there will be some kind of public dedication ceremony that will go with it. We just still have to kind of get it over there, and then we talk about how to, you know, survey the UN and the, you know, the gifting.
So maybe not on the plaque, but I think it's really interesting, the history of the bubblers being to provide water so that people didn't have to drink beer. That I think that should be conveyed, and also encouraging people to come here and drink our beer now.
Right. Agree, totally.
And just like to add that the city of Suzhou has signed a memorandum of understanding communicating their commitment to commemorate, install it, and work on some way to provide a plaque for it. So we're working on that.
I think Commissioner Fritz was channeling Sapporo sister city relationship when she mentioned beer, but all right.
We're shipping Portland beer to Suzhou now.
No, I'm saying that we should be encouraging tourism back to here, saying that
yes, we will
drink
our pure
water and our great beer.
Mm-hmm. Fun project. Thank you both very much. Assume no one else wants to speak on this item. And because it's a 4/5, is it an emergency?
It is an emergency ordinance.
It is an emergency. All right, let's take a vote, please.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for leading this. Just so that folks know at home, we don't have very many of these left. So it's not like we can give one to every sister city. And as you pass the baton to your next mayor, be sure not to tell them that they should be very choosy. Choose their gifts carefully. And thank you very much for taking care of this one. A great partnership. Aye.
Thank you.
Fish?
Mr. Fritz, I had heard that an unidentified person was doing an inventory at our warehouse of these bubblers. I didn't realize it was you, but you're right. We do have just a few, and they are precious. We love this sister city relationship, and I personally, my family loves the Lansu Chinese Garden, and I feel so blessed that we live in a city that has one of the great Chinese gardens in the world. And thank you for your good stewardship. And this was something the mayor wanted to do. The Water Bureau is very proud to partner in this, and I also am pleased that we were able to fund it through the general fund and not ratepayer dollars. I think that's a clean line, but it doesn't in any way diminish the enthusiasm that the Water Bureau has for being a full partner in this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a great appropriate gesture to mark the 15th year of our garden, and thanks to the people of the city of Suzhou. Aye.
Hales.
This is such a great relationship, and so, Kathy, you and the other volunteers who keep it going, thank you. And the garden is a treasure, and we owe Suzhou a lot, so it's nice to be able to say thank you this way. Aye. Thank you very much. We'll give the council a brief lunch break. We'll recess till 2:00.
Thank you.